It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Lashana. Good evening, Lashana.
Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your host, Lashana Griffith, and joining me today is the amazing co-host, Lucius Louis, also known as Lou the Bajan. Tonight's show is all about celebrating local talent as we dive into the season of independence. We'll be playing all local music tonight, so if there's a song you want to hear, give us a call at 434-1790 to make a request. But kicking off our show, we have persons from the Bridgetown Church of Christ production. They're having a production, and it's called It Starts With Us. So we're going to be speaking to them about their inspiring performance, which is scheduled for November 16th at Commonmere School, and is set to explore powerful themes of faith, unity, and community strength. Joining us on Zoom is Dr. Yvonne Weeks, Sean Carter, and Imari Brown. Let's dive into a bit to what this production is all about. So, good evening, guys.
Good evening, good evening. It's great to be here.
Yes,
appreciate please. The time.
Yes, please.
So, hey, good evening.
Hello. So, can you guys tell us what the inspiration behind It Starts With Us is, and what message are you hoping to convey to the patrons when they come out on November 16th?
Yes, I can start off. My name's Dwayne Bly. I'm the pastor at the Bridgetown Church of Christ. Mm-hmm. And our church is a pretty active congregation, but our goal is reaching people of all ages with the gospel of Jesus. The great thing is we've been seeing lots of different lives being transformed, people of all ages. But we do have a particular strong confrontation, focus and emphasis on our youth ministry and being able to see our youth be able to grow, prosper, and do well. And so the big inspiration for this event was, honestly, I know a lot of people have a concern about the growth of violence, the increase of violence in the country. And we're just looking to spread, to have an opportunity to talk about the hope, because there are many people who are active in trying to help the community. There are people who are looking to make a difference in the community. And we know that lots of young people whose lives are being transformed in many different ways. So we want people to have that hope, to know that there are many people who are working to make great things happen within our youth, and to bring them together, create some awareness about what's going on, and then ultimately to have people look within themselves to see what is it that I could do as a male or even as families to be able to contribute in some of that work. Hence the name, It All Starts With Us, mm-hmm. is the idea that we're taking responsibility as men, but also as communities, and being able to strengthen our the youth in our country.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds really, really good. And I commend you as well, because we've been hearing a lot in the last, even today, you know, there was a lot of criminal activities, yes. that would have occurred with the gun violence. And yes. it's so nice to hear a pastor saying that it starts with us, us as pastors, us as community organizations, us as priests, to, you know, put our beings to the forefront and say, you know, it starts with us. It starts with having that moral compass. And this production is going to not only be uplifting, but give persons that sense of hope, that sense of belonging, that sense of having that moral compass. So can you tell me a bit more about how you see this production resonating with the Barbadian public, not only here in Barbados, but abroad as well?
Well, maybe I'll turn it over to Erwin or Sean. Maybe one of those guys can speak a little bit more about how it's going to affect the community. We're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good night, everyone.
Good night.
My name is Erwin Cullenberg.
Yes, please.
I'm so excited to be here, and I thank you so much for that question. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's a platform where men can come together who all have similar concerns. We are all concerned about the violence. We all will want to see our young people do well, excel, because there are many that are very talented and have a lot of potential. So I see it creating a forum where people can network, where people can understand that there are other avenues and we are presenting another avenue through Christ. We are presenting a brotherhood of fellowship, mm-hmm. People who will try to inspire each other, hold each other accountable, but that you have a mentorship, a coaching program as well. So if you have struggles, if you have temptations, if you have concerns, there is a forum and there are people who are willing to listen, who are willing to relate, and who are willing to offer guidance.
Yes. And I think that's so important right now to have persons that can offer guidance, because our young men need it. They need the safe space that they can speak. I know even last week, Lou, who's also here, was speaking about the need for having a safe space that you can speak about your problems and you can speak about your challenges, and a safe space that you feel comfortable sharing. You know, normally for men, when they have issues, they go to the barbershop or the rum shop.
Yeah.
And those are the two areas that they would discuss problems at home, you know. So having this church that you can come and you can sit and you can have trained professionals speak with you for free is a really amazing thing that mm-hmm. you have here at Bridgestone Church of Christ.
And also,
that's definitely true. Often you'll hear men don't talk. Mm. Hear that in many forums, men don't talk. Mm. But we really want to create the environment where men can feel free. There's no judgmental attitudes. It's just open ears, people who can relate, people who can empathize, people who can just be there to listen and to share life experiences, to share pitfalls, to share victories, but to say, hey, I got your back. We can work through this together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That means we have a lot of unlearning to do when it comes to us men, because I ain't gonna lie. If you in a forum, sure. if you as a man, ever, and it's very, very rare, I can just alert the public to something. No, the truth is, it's very rare a man can feel like, yeah, he can see it, anything at all that come in mind and not be judged for it, not be judged for how he feel about it, and persons can offer me solutions. That is extremely rare for a man. I am in my early 40s now, and it's very few times in my entire life and I have felt like I could really say upon my mind for truth. I mean, like, I could honestly really say, and for my generation, that's how it was, for sure. You understand, Lou? Know it a little better. The youth is complaining now, and it much better. It much better. A youngster could say no. A youngster could go and tell a pastor in this day and age, I feel like putting on dresses. Real thing in 2024 and not get judged.
Yeah.
Just study and the pastor could tell you well.
And the
pastor could talk to him and give him counseling or ask him further questions and they could have an honest conversation. In my time, I could not tell my pastor that.
And not only that.
Sense is simple, you could be that, Lou. I live in right now with you. Mm-hmm. And there was a time in my life where I could not utter. You see how I could bring an analogy? I could not use that as an analogy. If not, I would can't walk about. Yeah. Just imagine that. I ain't saying that this is a real thing. I couldn't even bring up the story, Lou. I couldn't even see it out my mouth. Man, a youngster was not able to go to a party and say, you want to wear a dress? It was a time in my life, Aunt LaShawna Ray could not see that, and I ain't old yet.
Yeah, and not only that, young men are saying, you know, I don't have the mental capacities to handle this conversation.
Facts.
And it's cool.
You hit something there, girl.
It is cool. And not only that, like, I've seen a lot of young men, especially the organizations I sit with, you know, BYDC, Poetry, Right.
Oh,
and
Lord.
We see a lot of young men say, you know, I need a mental health day. I need to go and see my therapist. And it's common.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah.
In my mom's time, in the 70s, 80s, you're going to see a therapist? Yeah. Something wrong with you?
You,
there was this stigma about mental health, right? But right now, it's common. Like, I even know people that text their boss, I do not have the mental capacities to handle work today, and I'm taking a mental health day. So we're really changing the way that we talk about, you know, mental health, the way we talk about social issues as well, you know, because there are a lot of people now that coming out and saying, hey, well, this and don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't right.
Yeah.
This ain't fair. And then you're seeing to the poets, like, and I must mention Ramon Blackman, his piece Enigma, because that piece talks about men's mental health and how there's no place to go. And I'm really, really happy that at Spirit Nation, people got to hear the piece, you know, that many times you see young men going towards, you know, wanting to honor life themselves. And you may say, well, this man, they happy, you know, or you may say, man, Sluggy always on the run and on the hustle and so on. Why Sluggy end up in this way? And it is because that there is no safe space. And I really think that that is why this...
I see a story that Dallas Sean this morning. I come across an old story. This fella that near Twitch used to dance for Ellen. And the only things you could ever see of him online is all smiles and happiness and dancing. He used to work for the Ellen DeGeneres show. He was CDJ and it being co-host on a lot of things.
Yeah.
He was also a dancer, regular
dancer. So you think you could dance? He was a judge?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Lou used to be happy all the time, but Ellen, he's bought energizing crowd. And he
unalived
himself.
Here's the thing that when you look at it, one of the reasons like that is it's not, yes, people are not allowed to speak about their problems, but it's also the fact that you are rewarded as a man when you, if no matter what, you're able to handle it.
True.
No matter what, you're able to handle it. You tough enough and stuff like that. And it's like, for you, it's like, oh, you ego interesting, but you good is good. So it's like you almost being rewarded for not even having a problem. So that is something else that very interesting I've seen happen.
Rewarded? Say that again.
You are being rewarded for not having a problem. That is how it is in our society. Like men, like if a man come and complain, wait, we talking about man up or whatever. So, but it's like if you say like, man, I deal with some stuff, but you know what, you gonna be good. It's like you got this, you good, go for it. And it's like you just get that kind of justification, not justification, but that kind of encouragement on you when you say that you can handle something that you deal with it. But as soon as you got a problem that you say that you can't handle, that's when the problems are.
I like that. Someone wanted to come in just now. Over you all. You this is the young Lou. How old you are, Lou?
Yeah,
24 years old, extremely young. Like your people's there, you have a young man there with you as well, and he's saying, what are your thoughts on what he just said? Being rewarded.
Hey everyone, my name is Imai Brown.
Yes, please. Go ahead, buddy.
My thoughts is just, I find that is really encouraging how much we've grown from, like, not allowing men to talk about their feelings to the point that we're having like whole groups and seminars as to how men have feelings and emotions and how we should treasure them and how like it's really important for us to find someone to trust, because before, like, it was really hard to like talk about things, because anytime I would say like I feel tired or that I feel a little out of it, the first thing would be like, what are you tired for? Like, what are you tired about? Like, man up. You're the grown man. Just get over it. So then you just learn to, like, keep it to yourself. And then, like, the more you keep it to yourself, the more it growing up in you, and the more, and like, the worse you're getting.
Yeah, and it's good to learn that, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, Imari, so then, Imari, how old are you, man?
Having
you
these groups that
too. You sound, how old are you, Imari?
I am 18, turning 19 in that sort 3 days.
Here, Mark said before.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Behalf of all of us here, Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes. But Imari, I have seen you, and I know that you have a dynamic voice, and you use your voice to promote, you know, the gospel.
Yeah. So tell me. Really. Is this the same Imari that was on Beijing, bro?
Yes.
Oh, Imari, how you doing, brother?
Yes, sir.
So tell me a bit about your decision to pursue gospel, and how it ties into what's happening here with the Bridgestone Church of Christ.
I like that.
It starts with us, production that's happening on November 16th at Common Mare School.
Yes, ma'am. So I've always been a kingdom kid. Mm-hmm. So like, I've always been raised in the church, which, you know, means that I've always knew about God, knew that he was real, knew that he died for our sins, but I've never really had like a strong relationship with him until like I got older and started to have my own conviction, because like, you know, as a teenager you introduced a whole lot of stuff, like a whole lot, and it's like there's so much attractive like stuff out there. So making a decision to become a disciple is a real hard decision, I'm gonna be so honest. And the thing that really helped was having Uncle Dwayne, Uncle Sean, Uncle Urban there to help me through this process. And
I am currently a part of Praise Academy. We're doing a production called Speak Life, which it speaks on saving our children, and is, I think that's what really like helps open up my eyes to like realize how strong God is, and through all the trials and all the tribulations, that He is there to help keep us back on our track. And the support from everybody really like helps me to express my feelings, because before I wasn't telling nobody nothing. I was keeping everything to myself. So having the people there to be like, you might, it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to talk about how you feel, it helps me to grow as a person.
I love that. You see what you said.
One thing I do want to say too is that Amari is going to be performing at the It Starts With Us event. There's going to be a second half of the event that's a performing arts showcase.
Yeah.
And he and Praise Academy are going to be performing. That's correct. 5:30. So I want to make sure people are aware. The first part of it in the early afternoon at 3 o'clock or late afternoon is going to be for men only. That's the platform and the form that Erwin was speaking of. But then the second half at 5:30 is going to be a full performance showcase. It's going to be amazing. And I'm excited that Amari gets to use his gifts as well to highlight some of the men's issues through drama and through singing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's okay. Yes. And can you tell us a bit more about the event? What is it, free for the public to come out? And for, if you want to come and be a part of the forum that is for men only, is there an age limit? Can any men attend? And when I say any, you know, persons from all walks of life, can they just come in, sit in the Bridgestone Church of Christ and say, hey, I'm here for the men's forum? Like, you know, can they be young boys? Can they be adolescents? Correct. Can they be older men coming, you know, maybe just in town and they want to come through? You know, we will need that information, because, you know, the callers here may ask, you know, who can come and who's welcome.
Yeah, so the 3 o'clock session, that's for men. We welcome men of all ages and all beliefs, honestly. This is irrespective of faith. Our goal is to be able to bring people together so they can be informed of the different challenges that young people are facing, but also a lot of the efforts that are being done to help, you know, reduce the risk that young men have in growing up healthy. And so it's free for all men to come. And there will be an intermission at 5 o'clock. And then that intermission will be a transition where we are opening up the performing arts showcase for all people, family.
Food on sale?
That's where, you know, women, kids, everybody. Say that again.
Food on sale at intermission?
Yes. That's a very important detail. There will be food packages for sale that people can purchase. The money is going to go towards our youth ministry, which is a ministry that we're definitely trying to continue to build up. Correct. And help more young people know God. So yes, that's important. We'll be raising funds by selling food.
Correct.
During the intermission.
Right. And make sure you all come out and support. You hear what it's for. You have to raise funds for the youth arm. Is on November 16th at the Combermere School. It starts with us. Together we explore the struggles plaguing young men and the difference we can make. Saturday, November 16th, come out and support, and there'll be food on sale. I expect Barbers to come out in droves and buy up all the food and support this worthy cause, because you hear what it's for. And if you're being honest, LaShauna, when I was younger and the church was heavier in the community, when I was younger and the church was more prominent in communities, when you still have more Bible school, more Bible camp, when you still have more youth service, when every single church in every gap used to hold youth sports.
Yep.
And all that, when I had them things, every church used to hold a picnic.
And all those things.
And everybody had this beer church. You could go, if you go Farley Hill, if you go down St. Lucie, River Bay, if you go Bathsheba, every place you go, you can see tons of churches having picnics and just sort of all linking together. They used to have churches linking up, one of the holy big crusades. All these things used to happen real prominent in society and have far less violence.
I like that you say that, because that reminds me of a comp- that I like that you say that because that reminds me of a conversation that I had with a pastor, Pastor John of Revival Time Assembly. Shout out to him. He had come to me as like as a young person, what is it that we can do more as a church to help the community? And they said my answer to him was kind of simple on the surface, but when you think about it more, is for the church not to be simply in the community, but to be a part of the community.
Say that again.
I told he asked me as a young person, how can the church do more to affect the people in the community? And he said a simple answer: for the church isn't in the community; they should be a part of the community. And that really and truly will be the answer to the problem, because I find that a lot of churches just their location is one X place, but there is no tangible feeling of them being a part of the community. The people that live two doors down from the church don't know who the pastor is and all kind of things. So for the church to be a part of the community, that's why I actually really love this initiative, because it shows that you actually being a part of the community.
And I just want to hop in on that, because this is something that I'm passionate about as well, right? Growing up in the church, you know, from a young age, one of the things that I find many young persons, because, you know, there's a question, why young people don't go to church? And it is because the church feels like a disconnect.
For sure.
Right? There's a huge disconnect between the youth and the church. It feels as though, you know, this is not a place that is accepting to me. And also, it's not a place that I can go. Because there's a disconnect, especially in communities where you have the lower socioeconomic status, the housing areas, and you got all these places nearby the church.
Yeah.
But the church don't go into those communities. They don't want to go on the block. They don't want to minister.
I live that life.
And I must commend people like YMCA and as well as Bridgestone Church of Christ for actually going in to these areas, but there's still more to be done. And then when you read the media and you read the press and you see, you know, churches speaking out about crop over and all these things, but the actual nitty-gritty, the work that needs to be done is in the communities. Things, there's so many children that need literacy programs.
Yes.
So many children. Churches got so much money, right? Like a lot of the issues, the developmental and the socioeconomic issues, if churches really was to put together.
It wasn't always like that. My time, Church of God, like for me, Church of God, Jackson, we had the Jackson Nazarene, and then we had Sharon Moravian Church, the church in close proximity, right? Right, Lou?
Yeah.
Now, all of them churches will do things for you. For like certain days during the week, you will have lessons.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So like your mother can't afford to give that Sunday church will teach you lessons to read for free. And on a Sunday, you could guarantee you get a little food. I used to go to 7 days too. We went to every church. I used to go to 7 days on a Saturday. 7 days, on a Saturday, then we got church, then we got class.
Yeah.
Still getting food. During the week, we got certain classes free. So like, it wasn't always the hobby. It's no like, what you know, talk about housing area. I live I live in a housing area in Black Rock. Mm-hmm. Living in a public housing area in Black Rock. Everybody know in Black Rock. We got about 20 churches. And they feel it's more. That is what you know about. Mm-hmm. Black Rock, Eagle Hall, and surrounding areas. 20 churches. And in the housing area where I was living down there 19 years. We only see church kind of there twice in 19 years.
Correct. And it's normally come around Christmas.
20 churches in Black Rock.
Hold on a minute.
This is honest time we're telling you.
You gotta tell the truth about the church.
So what these people here doing is historic.
I tell you doing it. For a toy program or the Christmas production.
Or if they got saying, you know, if they got saying coming up. But what you saying, like, it wasn't always like that. So I would like to hear from these if that reason made them want to do an event like this, and if we could look forward to more events happening like this, because it was not always the hobby. It's no, the church used to run things, LaShawna.
Listen, I grew up going
Lou,
to
the church
Matthias,
used to run the community. The church said, don't bring he here, listen, he can't come in. If Church of God in Jackson said, be doing like Sean can't come in Jackson.
He passed to me,
he passed the pastoral. Every single body said, yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Drace. I told everybody could be the baddest gangster on the road. And you know not to even curse in front of the pastor.
Because I remember when I was going to St. Matthias Anglican Church, you know, I went to church there from around 11. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I used to go to everything the church had. Whether it was the first time I went to Harson's Cave was with the church. First time I went to Bathsheba was with the church. I used to leave school.
Church. Lashawna, that had any, if you was at least 30 years you, old you had or a choice, older, so right? And that had summer, the experience. Summer, my first time in Three Houses, I used to hear about Three Houses and the river.
Correct.
Right, Three Houses had a beautiful river. The first time I went there is through the church. First time I went down St. Lucie in my life to picnic. I didn't even know that I had beaches in St. Lucie.
Correct.
Yeah, I swear to God, was through the church. The first time I went to the National Stadium for sports.
Listen.
Yeah.
Which called primary school, just had the own. Sports at the old school.
And churches used to have
and then days. Always had this thing that when I had primary schools and always had this thing that when I got old, you know, Lou.
Yeah.
You know, understand? So the first time I went to National Stadium with my church, brother.
Yep.
The first time I went to any camp in my life with the church.
It used to be real competitive too. Don't get it twisted.
For me, name?
So when I got the diocese got sports. Church, listen, is it? It used to be so hype. And I must say that formative training. The first time that I did a production, an actual Christmas production. I remember the one that I did where we decided that it made no sense to do a Christmas play and not address the issues around the community. And it was only 18. And I do a play where we literally made fake guns and we shoot through the church and we had people running in and everything. It was a big thing in the nation and thing.
Wow.
We had gangsters and we actually show how the people on the block could come to church.
You know that. You
and
know,
get
right?
Salvation. And you I mean, know this thing
you,
was big.
You know, for any truth, saying right. And when we finish, the question they want the panel to answer is, how can the church get more involved in the community, and how do they plan to do that going forward? Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something, right? One thing for a youngster, right? Unless you wait on once a year for teen talent. The only place you had to get a little chance to do a poem or a recital
listen,
or sing a song
the
was the church, because you can't go in a dance house with no old people. Listen, you couldn't go. You couldn't go in a fat. We couldn't go in a penthouse.
Make a point. It was if only it was the real good in the Anglican church, you would get sent on behalf of the diocese, and you get to go to every single Anglican church and perform. Now, granted, you didn't used to get paid, but some old granny could get an envelope.
Guarantee.
Some old granny.
I guarantee
your
life can be set from there.
And when I first started selling my books, I start selling them at the church door.
Yeah.
And I used to be hustling the books at the church.
Don't let me get started here.
Them old grannies would buy 10 of my books.
Yeah, let's start telling me don't get started. Remember the police band? Remember the police band, right? I was in the police band. So the police band did two CDs. One in Visions, one in Beijing Gems. Mm. Right, when the CDs first come out, we went and play at enough churches every Sunday for like a year. Mm. Lou, CDs sell like crazy.
Hot kids.
And I mean 4 years ago. I mean just like, probably like 8 years
hot
ago,
kids.
Brother.
Mm.
Like,
hot
so
kids.
I want the panel to know the church. So to me, the church is everything, you know. Like to me, Sluggy, Kevin Watson, church is everything, because the church is usually where everything starts. When you get your first had to education, when you first learn to read, when you first learn to love reading, when you first learn about stories, when you first learn about inspiration, when you first learn about positivity, when you first learn about God, when you first learn about health, when you first learn about cleansiness, is next to godliness. All these things, the church is the first place to learn these things.
Yeah,
that was my living.
Most performers started in the church too. Get
If it's any good, because it got soul. No music don't sound good unless it got a little soul in it.
Correct.
So but everybody's don't want to say it'd be God. You know, but people be trying to say it because it might not be a gospel song. You know what I mean? But if a song ain't got no star soul in it, you ain't gonna like it. That way, like a good sweet melody, don't care what can touch you. That can only be God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No, to my panel.
Yes.
To my panel, what caused the separation that we are seeing today in the churches, and how can we change that? We want solutions, not just complaints. Anybody could take it.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was thinking first, I know Sean didn't get a chance to speak as much, but he's our main youth minister in the church. Yeah, I was thinking maybe Sean, you could talk a little bit about just kind of what you see as far as, you know, your role helping the youth. And then I can speak more on the church's role if you want. Maybe you can speak about the youth ministry role.
Right, so you want me to hear Sean first and then we could come to you. Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I'm here. Youth is important. The youth is important within Barbados. And the whole concept, the whole reason behind this production is to bring back the youth to the church. Mm-hmm. I sit here and I smile and I laugh because I could reflect on almost everything that you guys said and shared, and how realistic and how true it is.
That was a
and I guess I'm in that age group where I'm in that I'm in that 40 age group, so I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, boy.
But I see my role, my wife and I, we lead the youth ministry within our church. Mm-hmm. And from very young, we realize that it's important to keep the children grounded. The values and the morals that we used to have years ago, we don't have anymore. And you ask a question, why is it? I think some of it in itself is our fault. Agreed. And when I say our fault, the men.
I agree.
Because we stopped being men.
Yes.
We stopped being the men. We got criticized. We got talked about. We got pulled down.
Yes.
And we just throw our hands up and say, you know what?
We surrendered.
And that's why we got the top.
We surrendered, and it's our
fault. That's why we came up with the topic. It starts with us.
Yes.
We as a man has to take back that leadership. We have to take back that role and raise our young men. I have two young men in my family. I have two sons, and it's my responsibility to teach them. We are asking other people to teach our children, and it's not right to them. They have their own children. So let's take back the responsibility and teach our children what they need to learn. I bring them back to the church. All you guys talk about it, yes, no, but I'm quite sure you guys got kids. How many of you take the Sundays to take your children to church and be with them? Not just take them, but sit in church with them so that you can teach them or let them help them to learn the values and the lessons that are out there, because you're sending them to church or you get them for the morning and you let them watch cartoons for the Sunday morning or whatever it is, but you're not sending them to church. So we have to take the responsibility. We have to take up the mantle and say, it is at us. We, the men, God said, let's get our children back in church and do what we're supposed to do.
Agreed 100% with what you're saying. Yes, please, you could continue.
Yeah, and as a church as a whole, I know there's been many initiatives in the past, whether it's backpack drives in the community, different initiatives that were done. But I think as a whole, our main focus right now is being able to develop strong families that can pull people back to God. Even for me, I became a Christian when I was 20. And I can honestly tell you most of the things I've learned about everything, about discipline, about how to love deeply, how to be compassionate, how to be honest and open, how to be a man of integrity. I learned through families within the church when I became a Christian at the age of 20. And our goal really is to be able to, as a church, have strong family groups where each family group can be based in different parts of the island. And those family groups take initiative to be able to reach out to their communities, whether it's in St. James or Christ Church or wherever they may be, St. Philip and beyond, that those family groups really can wrap their arms around the community and be able to say, hey, we're here. We want to be a light to everyone. We want to be a resource to everyone. And we want to help people to know the gospel in the way that we know it. And so that's our hope. And these family groups are not just a bunch of young people or a bunch of old people, mature, I'd say, and old, but they're meant to be a mixture of all, so that, you know, we can all work together, both generations, older and younger, to be able to help reach our community. So that's the intergenerational families that we're trying to build in each community, to be able to reach those different places and help transform the young people there. Nice. And it's been encouraging. It's been great so far. I've been really excited.
I love it. I love to hear it. We can pay some bills.
We're going to come back and conclude this conversation that we're having with Bridgetown Church of Christ. So welcome back to Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes. We're having a discussion with Bridgetown Church of Christ. And can you just tell us once again about your event that's coming up and how persons can become a part of it?
Yes, once again, for International Men's Month, we are having an event at Combermere School on November 16th. It's called It Starts With Us. It's hosted by the Bridgetown Church of Christ, but we're inviting all people to come. It's free of charge. 3 p.m. We're kicking it off at Combermere with a panel discussion for men only. That'll be from 3 to 5, where we'll have different people that we bring in that we believe are really fighting for a change in the community, especially when it comes to dealing with young people. And we'll have a chance to ask them questions. I'll be moderating the discussion with those men just to learn just to bring awareness to what they're learning in regards to the things that are plaguing the youth and what initiatives are being done by them to help make change. And there'll be a time for us to discuss, talk amongst ourselves about what we're learning and how we can look within as well to be able to see where we can start making change. So that'll be at 3 o'clock. Then at 5:30, after we have a brief intermission, 5:30 will be a performing arts showcase. And that's where we'll have drama, spoken word, music. That'll be open to all people, women, children, everybody. They can come enjoy the performance arts showcase. It'll be a fun time. That'll start at 5:30. This is all going on at Combermere. 3 o'clock is for men. When I say men only, others are welcome as well, as far as, you know, younger folks, teenagers, as long as they can comprehend the material. But I think, you know, families will really enjoy the performing arts portion at 5:30.
Okay. And we want to thank you for having this conversation with us here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. And we do invite all Barbadians to come out on Saturday, November 16th to Combermere School to hear the Bridgetown Church of Christ. They present It Starts With Us. Together, we explore the struggles plaguing young men and the difference we can make. And this is a free event, but there will be delicious food and drinks on sale. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, and we wish you all the best, all the success in the world. And we're looking forward to hearing how it went down. So thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you, Ollie, for patching them through on the Zoom. 434-1790. 434-1790. Give us a call. Heavy discussions this evening about the church. Heavy discussions about the church's involvement. The church was really what leading the culture one time. And if you go even deeper, Lou, right? Like back in the day too, like the church used to run things. Yeah. The church was so heavy that they had a time where to ban me from having fellowship together in Barbados. In this Barbados here that we on.
Ban who?
They had a time, our four parents in Barbados, right? Mm-hmm. Where they banned us from having fellowship together.
And that's the creation of Amen's Alley.
You see how this, you see, look at Luffy, it's not like
Amen's Alley. So our
go, Alexandra, go.
Yeah, listen, are you ready for Black History Month? Yeah. And it's only November, so
no peace.
So our ancestors, right?
Yes.
They used to want to worship and, you know, do their prayers and so on the plantation. Mm. And Master said, nah, that can't fly. Because Master said, know that we chanting and we doing the spiritual Baptist thing and we, you know, singing songs with rhythm and so on. So they decided that we were not allowed into the church to worship. And that led to the then quote unquote slaves deciding that they would stand outside of the church. Mm. And that is how Amen's Alley got its name, because people used to just hear the amen coming from outside the church.
Oh, okay. I understand now. When you say that, I thought you meant like you personally, like slugging and stuff, like starting fellowship.
Watch it now. I can show you saying no, like how it was in my time now. In my time now, the certain churches would get look at far different. You see how now the Pentecostal church is cool?
Yeah.
How it's okay. You know the hip thing and music playing, the bass guitar licking, don't everybody get on by the church. In my time now, Lou, other churches used to frown upon that. They used to beat the cymbals real hard in church and make a joyful noise onto the Lord. Churches didn't used to like that. Churches didn't like too much rhythm in the music. See how you got men like Lieutenant Stitch, you know what I mean? One thing the church is the band name, man. You know what I mean? Them man that's not for the church.
Yeah, I definitely see that, because I grew up Adventist and stuff like that, and the different churches around the island used to do things differently. For some churches, like drums was allowed and stuff like that. Other churches, they would not let a drum set into that church.
So you mean in this time here?
Like, yeah, when I was growing up and stuff like that. So like, even though it was all under one banner, some churches was like,
no, I thought that was a thing in my time. I don't know why, but I thought, no, still, you no born.
I remember going to St. Matthias. I remember the year that the then pastor Kennedy Vare decided that we would include a drum set and we would include a piano and we would play more uplifting hymns. Uh-huh. Some of the old girls in the church, they're ready to protest at the height. And I mean, that Sunday we playing Yes Lord, and we got
be real, right? This ain't crazy. Ain't crazy to be having this conversation, though.
We having a moment, but I would tell you this
crazy.
The culture shock for me growing up Anglican, and going to Anglican church for most of my life was when I went to the spiritual Baptist. Listen, I never felt like I was praising the Lord properly. Listen, when I get there, they tell me to take off my shoes. I would never forget. I went to the gravel one there in Silver Sands, right? Take off my shoes.
Yeah, like we grounding, we grounding, we earthing. We want your shoes. Flesh touch the Listen, earth.
And that's when the pastor said, you can't praise the Lord in 5 minutes. Listen,
can't.
He is singing first.
He's the Lord. Can't give 5 minutes.
Listen, in a time. I know we singing. And that I know I'm moving. And my whole body moving. And a woman in front of me say, we're moving side to side. And it feel as though I did worshiping the right way. Mm. That is so much fun, right? Mind you, obviously you're there from 9 to 2 o'clock, so you're hungry. But listen, when the service done, they say, listen, we breaking bread together. And listen, that's so much food come out. I was like, where the hell is food story? So much food, drinks, you name it was there. And everybody's sitting down at the eating. Obviously, I eat on my way home because I want my cooked food at home.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was so much fun. And I find that there were so much things that were said about the spiritual Baptist. I hear so many stories over the years about Granville that I had to go see it for myself. Because I remember one time you used to hear that people.
That was what made me disappointed. That made me disappointed with the church. The stories that people used to tell.
So much stories.
And
then
meeting the person called Granville was my man and let me die.
Listen, I hear stories that people was levitating in the ear and all sort of thing. Over the years, you hear a lot of stories about Granville, witchcraft.
No, don't get that.
I see
powerful things, but there wasn't things beyond your imagination once you know the faith.
When I went for myself and I experienced it,
you didn't feel far different people might feel.
Listen,
people might feel like it's something to be afraid of when it's something to welcome.
When I went, I was looking for all these things because I am a journalist. I'm looking for all these things. I was like sitting over there and I'm like, wait, but then it's strange, but it's a normal church service.
Yeah.
Only thing that you're moving and you're
rocking. It's just a joyful noise, don't you? Learn that all it is.
And the man in the back saying, hoppity, hoppity. And you're moving. And I was like, this feel like, I feel like if, God forbid, anything happened to me, I want things to be that uplifting. I don't want to hear nobody croaking in the back. How it can be well with your soul.
And then you're showing the saying,
it can't be well when they're gone.
And then you're saying, Lou, right? Like the first, like earliest religions and first Bible and so on, you know, say the founding Ethiopia, right?
Yeah.
That would say, right. Rhythm and instruments and being polyrhythmic, you know, created in Africa. Mm-hmm. There was a reason why they didn't want that African rhythm in church. The reason why Granville Church would get looked at as more demonic or something so bad to other churches, because they used to call themselves African Orthodox Church. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a reason why they will look down upon that. So either understand it. If you got a church that preaching black, saying that they're from Africa, church preaching blackness, church preaching God, I can understand people getting thrown upon that. One time in the church, black people can sit down in front. This is where people used to go to praise God, and we can sit down with the white people.
Correct. And you even saw that separate. Live and direct. That was something that happened when I was going to church. At the same church I used to go to church at. You would see, especially at the 7 a.m. mass, you would see all the people that own Case Shepherd and all them people to the front. And then you would see they got people in the middle. You know them people that ain't so bad. And then at the back, you would see like the old girls and thing would be at the back. Granted, them at the back for them won't gossip. But everybody that come in, you know, they're talking about outfits and thing. But we could take another little break to pay the bills and then we could come back and talk about independence.
Starcom Network with Standard and Beep present Home for the Holidays. For the
this Christmas, a time for peace.
Right for your chance to win a trip for a loved one
to come home for the holidays.
Starcom Network will select two winning letters plus another two winners for a staycation for you and your family. Keep listening to VOB 92.9 FM, Hots 95.3 FM, Live 97.5 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM. Visit our social media or starcomnetwork.net for how to enter Home for the Holidays. It's a production of Starcom Network, celebrating 90 years in 2024 through 2025.
Ho, ho, ho. Yesterday, we would have celebrated the lighting ceremony. The lights are up. It's independence in Barbados. And Sluggy is once again producing content for the Conky versus Team Conky with Raisins versus Conky with No Raisins.
Team
it Raisins can't
dubbing.
Be dead.
Team right Raisins
now,
dubbing.
Right now, Sluggy is wearing a shirt. Y'all yes. can't see. I'm Mark so Conky, Odyssey, 11 verse 47. The truth cannot be disputed. Raisins belong in Conky's.
Yeah. End of the reading.
No, I am on the team No Raisins committee, a part of the No Raisins committee,
yes.
because I personally believe that if I want a dry grape, I will put it in the sun and eat it. It does not belong
you're
in
from team what?
No Raisins. It's team No Raisins. No Raisins belong in Conky's.
For me, none. I don't pick a side. Personally, I would eat both, but I got some people that don't like to hear
That's blasphemy.
What's blasphemy?
No, but you should never say that in life. That should never get repeated
ever. Listen, VOB listeners, call in 434-1790. Are you team Raisins or team No Raisins? But while we wait for you all, we have some local music. VOB for the month
team
of
Raisins. Team
Independence.
Raisins.
We're going to be playing a lot of locally produced music. And the first song, I'm ignoring Sluggy. And the first song that we want to play is by Samsung's local reggae artist with his song Paradigm Shift.
Or do you just want the Fanta? Fantasies gotta look past the next two joints. About 10 years down and decide where you plan to be. Cause you could get anything you want, but first and foremost, boss, you must believe. Now youths got a misconception of things in life where them can and them can't achieve. I observe that the ghetto lifestyle is a force with a pull like a rival gravity. Poverty is a state of mind. If you change your perspective, maybe then you could see opportunities, possibilities, and that the gutter is no place for a human being. This is no paradise run by parasites. We could create paralyzed. We need a paradigm shift in a world where we're dying quick. We need a paradigm shift. This is no paradise. Need a paradigm shift. We're barely surviving, and we should be thriving. The system set up for certain people to suffer. Them want we to sit and submit to the gutter. Succumb to the snare and shoot up one another. Surrender to fear and give up on my brother. But they're tired of the sadistic statistics. The system ain't no escape. Drugs and guns don't land by mistake. Youths, open up your eyes. We're living in a serious time. People have to protest just to breathe. Ghetto youths get killed every day like regular. And so them call it casualties. Everybody wanna live by the gun, and it looking like left gone obsolete. This is no paradise run by parasites. People being paralyzed. We need a paradigm shift in a world we're dying quick. We need a paradigm shift. This is no paradise. Need a we
Samsung's Paradigm Shift. Now, we're having a conversation here in studio, myself, Ludi Bajan, and Sluggy, about raisins.
Listen, Barbados, I know, as you heard me say just now, I don't mind a conky whiff without raisins, but listen.
Wait, hello, wait. No. A conky must have in raisins.
A conky must not have in raisins. That's blasphemy.
That's one point, but we got another point to talk about, because LaShawna now hit me with something, Barbados, that got my head kerfuffled.
My Bajan card could get revoked, but it's all right.
She tell me she don't like raisins anything, and then she said anything no raisins with sweet bread without raisins.
Sweet bread without raisins.
So just a plain old sweet
not
bread
a plain
with nothing.
Sweet bread. I want my coconut in the middle with the sugar and sprinkle and change the sugar to the top.
Raisins
and
belong in sweet bread.
Raisins don't belong in nothing.
Barbados,
I want to eat a grape, I will go to Massey or go to Popular and buy grapes. I don't need them dried.
Raisins is a better version of a grape. Raisins is like when the grape graduated.
Nah, I would drink wine first.
You shouldn't drink wine, Dada. You should not drink wine.
If I want a fermented grape.
Then nothing. I like raisins. I like raisins in sweet bread. I like raisins in conkeys. I like raisins in my coleslaw. I like ramen raisin. I like ramen raisin ice cream. Mm-mm. I like raisins in everything.
So just team
speaking
raisin
about.
Yeah, team raisin. No. I love raisins. No. Raisins is it.
Absolutely not.
Barbados 4341790. Do you eat your sweet bread without raisins?
So,
do you eat your
conkeys
without raisins? We're supposed to go a caller.
As a conky ambassador, let's go to this
conky
caller.
Conky governor.
Let's go to this caller. We lost the caller.
That body's team
song
no raisins.
About conkeys, so let's see if we can pull that up.
Team raisins or nah.
An urgent warning tonight about a phone scam that has claimed.
I can't believe everything you hear.
So far, they've collected millions.
Well, this is the original Conky General. They understand the Barbados Conky Police looking for me. Well, I'm hard to find. Let me talk to them.
You don't got to look for me, I just turn up. Like how the CIA does just turn up. The truth got to speak, so I ain't turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Send me your address, I ain't turn up. Send me the location, let me turn up. Like how the courts feel if they just turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. When I turn up alone, armed with salt and slug it. Ali a good at rocking boats, but the conky general does roll it. On the battlefield, I'm a gunner. Top of the table with Arsenal in hand. We put 3 in Liverpool, 5 in Nottingham today. 1 in Eastman. You don't got to look for me, I just turn up. Like how the CIA does just turn up. The truth got to speak, so I ain't turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. Send me your address, I ain't turn up. Send me the location, let me turn up. Like how the courts feel if they just turn up. And in your presence, reasons get on up. When I turn.
Hey.
And we're coming back to the discussion. So if you're team no raisin, we want to hear you. If you're
no
team
raisins,
we want to hear you. And we have some callers. Raisins. So let's go to our caller. Are you team raisin
or nah?
Team no raisin.
Let me give my 2 cents first. Mm-hmm. I was 55 year old man.
How much?
I come 55. Mm-hmm.
55, okay. A young fella.
I come
near
with
my age.
My wife, with my mother, mm-hmm. making concrete without raisin.
Listen.
This thing with raisin start yesterday.
Mm.
But them taste the same way to me. So I can eat them with raisin or without raisin. Then it's still concrete.
That hurt
so
my heart.
So I don't see.
So you were old enough to know
it's
that traditionally they were not made with raisins.
Because
you got informed
Sluggy. That's what he said. But now everything gone Y2K. Right or wrong?
Yes, I agree with you 100% as a part of the
right,
team.
So
the
putting,
no raisin,
putting raisin in it now to uplift it, right?
Yeah.
But if it's a conky eater,
Zombre.
You don't care about raisin.
Say that again. Say that again. To put raisins in it for what?
Hold on. They
say to put raisins in it for what? To do what to it? To uplift it? Say that again.
It.
Jesus. Bad. Huh? Put raisins in conkies for upliftment.
If you're a conky lover, you don't have about raisin. You just eat. But if you don't eat raisins, you're not going to like it with raisins.
Correct.
That's all.
Correct. And traditionally,
but like me, I can
as
eat
you're
it
older
with,
than
with
Sluggy,
as cherries, you can put anything in it.
Yes. Cherries is blasphemy, though. The people that
put
cherries, blasphemy.
That overdoing
them
it.
Them want locking up.
That
them
overdoing
want
it.
Up, and they need
cherries is overdoing it. That boy won't care.
nowadays, and even do it with foie gras. And back then, it was strictly banana leaf.
I even see some people playing bacon on it as well.
So the Otay rare was original rare. So a conky is the original conky with foie gras. That is the original conky.
Okay, thank you. Next thank caller. You
so yes.
Next caller gone?
No more callers.
Yes. So we're going to have to wrap up this show. So we're going to play one more song. And then we're going to wrap up this edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. It was a pleasure being here with you guys.
Team Raisins.
Once again, Team No Raisins. So let's have this next song, which is Big Circus by Tay.
Phenomenons, or should I say monkeys handling gun? Cause when I observe my environment, they just having fun. No seriousness about this situation at hand. We behave me like if this thing is a costume band. Would it be your wood, blockets or thorns that the people will see? Fighting, scratching, biting, tugging.
Big Circus by Tay. So we just want to say good night, Barbados, and thank you for joining us here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. We look forward to hearing you next week on our program. This was Lashana, and we was joined by Lucius Lou.
Lou the Bajan here.
And ever famous Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes every single Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM.